And we're off and live. So again, thank you for being here tonight. I am looking forward to this message because as I was reviewing it today, I kept going over it and over it, you know, and this is really, like I said from last Friday, this is the second part of the three series message. You know, the first one is, you know, when I talked to you last Friday, why is faith so important? Well, tonight, you know, we're going to be getting into the second part of what was laid on my heart, and the third will be next Friday, you know, if nothing comes up or whatever. But I'm glad that you're here tonight. You know, again, each of you came here. You decided to be here. I thank you. Look, folks, that is an encouragement to me. You know, I'm not worried about numbers, really. You know, that's not my focal point. You know, I'm ready for these messages. I love preparing these messages, you know. It helps me, you know, because it gets me to dig and look around and study. And it kind of keeps my skills sharpened because even though sometimes I'm not allowed to preach in church, but hey, you know, I'm not worried about that. But while we are sitting here tonight, I want us to focus on trusting God for everything in our lives. So this kind of message is going to kind of go into what we and Bruce was talking about a little bit. You know, I'm only going to trust God, folks, to see that he is going to see this thing through. Maybe it's something that we have to do. Maybe it's something we have to endure. Maybe we have to wait on him. Maybe we shouldn't be putting the horse before the carriage before the horse or whatever. So I'm just going to trust God and see where this is going to go. Even though we got some busy schedules, it is summer. But tonight, I want us to focus on trusting God in everything in our lives. And trusting God, my friends, means that we must lay aside ourself and our plans, even our own understanding, and embrace the cross of Jesus Christ. To love God means to trust his power and not our own abilities to perform his will. He wants you to seek his wisdom through fellowship, prayer, and reading of his words, and yes, even other brothers and sisters in Christ. Trusting in God will always give you a vision that seems impossible to complete in your own strength. He desires, my friends, you and I to depend on him. Now, if you got your Bibles with you tonight, we're going to the book of Proverbs, and I've been reading a little bit in a lot of Old Testaments, but we're going to the book of Proverbs tonight, chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Starting with verse 5, says this, and this is my favorite passage. I got many scriptures I love, but folks, this is one of them I really love because I go to this verse a lot, or verses, because it does help me. For Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6, and starting with verse 5, says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. You can't get any better than that, my friends. You can't get any better than that. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to gather here tonight, Father. There are a few who decided to come here tonight, Father. Again, as I always say during the start of these messages, you know, they could have taken their time and went elsewhere or went done other things or went to watch TV or went to hang out with friends or to go eat or do whatever they wanted to do, Father, but they decided to come here tonight to hear this message. Again, you know, a lot of times the message is for me. You know, a lot of times it speaks to me because whenever I do present the message, I listen to it myself and it kind of speaks. But, you know, whatever reason it is, we're here today. We're here today to trust you. We're here today to surrender ourselves to you. We're here today to allow you to speak to our hearts. And, Father, if there's anything within us or anything within me I have not confessed to you before the start of this, please forgive me where I have fallen short of your precious glory. And, Father, help me keep more focused on you and focused on the kingdom than myself. I ask for you to bless those who are here tonight that, again, they could have been doing their own little thing, but they decided to be here. Father, they got someone who's dealing with some medical issues and whatever. Please help them out and let them know that it will be taken care of. Father, we want to glorify you in everything that we do. We want to give you all the honor, all the praises, all the glory. I mean, it's not about ourselves. It's about you. So we pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, y'all seen the title, my friends, and y'all heard me say it a little bit earlier. Trusting in God. Now, I'm not going to get a little bit ahead of myself, but sometimes you and I, of all the people we have encountered coming through this room, all the people that we have encountered in real life, and sometimes people you encounter in church, if you notice when you start talking about trusting in God that you have to surrender everything and trust, sometimes that seems like a hard and a difficult subject for many people. And many that I have encountered that I have talked to, I have found that many of them, when you start talking about trust, they, for some reason, won't release themselves to full 100% trust. And I sit here and I wonder and I look at them and I talk to them and I said, you know what? I know it's hard. I know it's difficult, but this is what we have to do. But a lot of times, a lot of people won't let go. For some reason, they just won't trust him 100%. So I'm just throwing this in a little bit because, you know, when I was sleeping that night, when it was just placed on my heart about faith and trust, and the next message will be about believing. My friends, I firmly believe with these messages, these are the three key elements in our Christian walk. We have to have the faith. We have to trust. And we have to believe. And if you take one of those elements out of the way, game over. You're going to struggle. You're going to have difficulties. You're going to have hard times. And there are some I wish they were here tonight. They have drifted away. They no longer come to the chat room. They're hiding. They're running or doing whatever they're doing. But see, that's what's happening because, see, they're missing either one or I would think maybe they're missing three key elements in their Christian walk. And this is why they are struggling so badly. I wish they can just fully understand it takes these three key elements to understand that this is what we must do. And I know trust is hard. Sometimes it's hard even with me when I deal with difficulties and struggles and issues and battles and fights. Sometimes, you know, I sit here and I want to manage. I don't know, you know, and I kind of doubt myself sometimes, but, you know, I have to dig deeper and find out, no, wait a minute, I'm going to have to trust. It may seem bleak, doom and gloom, but I'm going to have to trust. And I want you to know, and did you know the fact, my friends, did you know that God himself already knows the path our life will take? Have you ever thought about that? You know, I'm pretty sure we all know it. God knows our path. He knows the path we're going to take. And it's up to us to trust him. It's up to us to trust him. Our job, my friends, is to discover and align ourselves up with his plan and not create our own. God has given you an assignment that requires you to rely on trust and trusting in him to bring it to pass. Now, why do I know this? Again, as I was digging this message, I had to start digging for some scriptures. Why do I know this? By trusting him to bring it to pass. Well, very easily. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 20 says this. He who heeds the word wisely will find good. And whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. And the message here tonight, I hope that each of us will understand that we are to trust God no matter what you think or feel, and God desires that you acknowledge him, that you need him at every turn. Friends, trusting God and his Holy Spirit in you means that you relinquish all control to him. Do you get this? Friends, you relinquish all control to God. All control, not some, but all. And all means all. And several questions we're going to ask tonight in this message. The first question is going to be this. The first one that we should ask ourselves, what is trust? Now, if you didn't know about this, and I did some research, you know, and I'm trying to study a little bit, you know, and I'm very limited in what I can find, but there is resources out there. But the Greek word for trust is pistis. And that means, when I had to look it up in Greek, to have faith, confidence, and hope that something will happen. Now, sadly, in my encounters with many Christians, for some reason, many have a hard time in trusting God or to let themselves believe in His words. And some of you may ask, why is that? Why does it seem so many has a hard time trusting in His words? Why? Well, as I said in my last message, the first thing that you and I must have, we must have faith in God to do. Let me repeat that. Let me back up. We must have faith in God to believe that God will do what His Word says He will do. And because of this faith, we learn to trust God no matter what and what we are facing in our lives. That's a tall order, isn't it? What I'm trying to say here, my friends, I'm not trying to be hard on none of us, but did you know that not to place trust in God is tempting God Himself? Let that sink in. Not to trust in God is tempting God Himself. Now, you might be sitting there, well, where are you getting that from, Jim? Well, very easily. The Word of God says so. Let's read. Exodus chapter 17, verse 7 says this. So he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the contention of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? We see here they did not trust in God. And did you also know that the Israelites tempted God when they questioned whether or not He was really with them? What I'm trying to say here is, when you don't trust in God, or when you question God, or try to do things on your own, you, my friends, tempt God, and you're showing Him that you do not trust Him. And yes, I got a bad habit of doing that several times myself. I do. When I started digging into this and I started thinking about sometimes when I kind of do these things, I'm like, wow. I have to work on that. I have to work on it. I don't want to tempt God, because again, when I'm tempting God or whenever I don't trust in the situations I'm facing, basically, from what I'm reading, that's just telling me, God, I don't think You can do it. I got to stop that. I got to stop it. Which brings us to the second question for tonight. Why is trusting in God so important for us? Why is trusting in God so important for us? Very simple. The answer is, when we accept Jesus, we are to give up doing things our way, and we trust that he is going to work things out for our ultimate good. Now, the moment may not always feel good. It may not even look good. But there is a way for it to work out. When we surrender our wants, fears, and concerns in Him, it demonstrates our complete trust in Him, and He never lets us down. He never lets us down. In fact, many times in the Bible links the idea of trust with faith. Trust with faith. Trust isn't an easy thing to come by, but it's one of the most important parts of our relationship with God. I said that earlier. When times are tough, when things are not going our way, that's when we find it most difficult, or we find it a difficult time to trust God. We doubt that God is going to come through for us. We lack faith in His promise, and we worry ourselves with endless thoughts about our future. Friends, God wants us to trust Him when we are having doubts and unsure about what to do. This is when it's most important to trust Him in His words, because He wants us to believe in His promises. Let me repeat that. He wants us to believe in His promises. And when we think that things are going to get worse, we shouldn't worry about it, because again, we need to trust in His promises. Very easily. There should be no ifs, doubts, well, I'm not sure, this, that, You and I have studied the Bible well enough to know the promises are there. You and I should have the faith to trust in God that He's going to do what He says He's going to do according to His promises. He promised Abraham way back, way, way back then. And the promises apply to us today. Why should we doubt? Why should we doubt when things get worse in our lives? Folks, there's a reason for it. And I think a lot of times when we are encountering hard difficulties in our Christian walk, I think it is because we are lacking a little bit of trust. And God has to do that to show us who He really is. Which brings us to the third question we need to ask tonight. And I had to ask myself this, you know, because I knew y'all was probably going to be thinking, okay, Jim, how do I know in full assurance God will do as He says He would do in accordance to His words? Now, if I had the camera, you'd see me, I'd be throwing my hands kind of out a little bit. But how do I know in full assurance that God would do as He says He would do in His words? Simple. I got a few answers for you. The first one is very important. God is not a liar. God is not a liar. How so? Well, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18 says this. So that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. Did you see this? Do you hear this? Do you see what it says right there in the passage? What it says right there, which it is impossible for God to lie. So if God has it in his promises that he will see all things through, then why don't we trust him enough fully? Why do we doubt? We should have full assurance and confidence in God that God will do according to what he says he's going to do. Friends, the reason why I'm saying this is because if God says something is green, then you can bank on it. The fact is, this something is indeed green. When God says something will happen, it might as well have already happened, because it most certainly will. You get the point? He speaks the truth. He is the truth. You are alive. You are here. This means that God has provided for you your entire life. The second answer, about having full assurance that God would do as he says he would do according to his words. Well, I'm sure all of us can relate to this one. When you are facing hardships in life, and I got this posted on my wall, actually in my office, but I need to bring it into this room. But I have this posted on the wall. When you are facing hardships in life, it will pass, because God has promised to bring it to pass. How do I know this again? Again, because in his words, he says so. Ezekiel chapter 12. Verse 25. Pay attention to this passage right here, folks, because this caught my eye. As much as I read through the Bible, I have never seen this until when I was putting this message together. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 25, which says, "For I am the Lord." Let me stop right there. If you got your Bibles open, you're looking at it, and you look at that translation where it says, "For I am the Lord." And the Lord is capitalized. But if you notice the word right there, "I am." How did God identify himself to Moses? How did God identify himself to people in Old Testament times? When people questioned prophets or teachers or whatever, how did they know? Because all God told them to tell them that I am, that I am. That caught my eye, my friends. But the rest of the passage says, "For I am the Lord, I speak, and the word which I speak will come to pass. It will no more be postponed in your days, O rebellious house. I will say the word and perform it, says the Lord God." Wow. Do you see this? God wants everything he has willed for you to be brought to completion. God is going to finish what he started in your life. And we have his promise in his words. And best of all, God himself has promised to bring it to pass what he has spoken in his holy words. Wow. He has promised to bring it pass, or to pass, in his holy words. Come on, my friends. What more assurance do you need than this? I just pointed it out to you. So let's give our trust to the one who truly deserves it. Let's go to him with confidence and faith, settling before him our cares, our concerns, our praise and thanksgiving. We caught a little bit about that Tuesday, about what do we give thanks for. If you're not thanking him enough, I suggest you start doing so. And with this, three things we have, a hope that we have learned here tonight. And they are, my friends, I'm going to repeat it. What is trust? Why is trusting in God so important for us? And third, how do I know in full assurances that God will do as he says he will do in his words? This is why we must place our trust in him. And this is why we must change our ways of thinking. And we have to recognize and give God the glory for what he has done for you and I. Friends, don't take credit for what has God done for you. Don't. Don't take credit for it. Give God the glory. God is the one who gives you strength you need to accomplish everything. God is calling you to himself. And again, how do I know this? Friends, I am only telling you the truth in accordance to his words. How do I know this? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24 says, he who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. So don't do anything without seeking God first. Let him be an active part in your life. Your job is to stay connected to the Father and trust him no matter what. And by doing so, God will fulfill the call he has on your life. And in closing, I'm going to leave y'all with this. The best way to sum all of this up tonight is that God has a The best way to sum this up tonight, God has a proven track record. His track record is 100% flawless. You and I don't. Put all your confidence in him. You are alive. You are here. And this means that God has provided for you and given you what you needed your entire life until now. His track record is flawless. You wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for God's loving care in your life. You wouldn't be here if it was not for his love. It is God's job to do what he said he would do through you. It is our job to be in an agreement with what he has said and position ourselves for the manifestation of him in our lives. God will give you the desire. He will give you the ability. He will give you the talent to do what he has called you to do. God's plans for your life will bring him pleasure, satisfaction, and delight. We must trust God with our life. We have no life to live if we are not living for Jesus. Trusting God means to place self on the shelf and pick up the cross of Jesus. It means doing things God's way, the kingdom way. Trusting God, my friends, is an obedient lesson, my friends. Trusting God is an obedient lesson. And a sacrifice. When we do things his way, you and I, we position ourselves to receive the glory of God. We must involve God in all our decisions, thoughts, and plans. Our will becomes like his will. We have an assignment, and trusting God to lead us is the only way we will complete it. We have an assignment, my friends, to trust God to lead us. He is the only way you and I can complete it. God, my friends, is calling you to Himself. What He starts in you, He will finish as long as we stay connected to His plans for our lives. God will give you the desire, the ability, and the talent to do what He has called you to do. Don't worry. Don't worry if you got to step up and do something. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. Again, you already heard me say that He is going to give you the ability and the talents and the desire to do what He wants you to do. He equips everybody. So don't be afraid to step out. Don't be afraid to witness. Don't be afraid to try to teach. Don't be afraid to tell someone about the Word of God. Don't be afraid to do something for His kingdom. Because, my friends, if God is calling you to do that, then that's His will. Then He will equip you to do so. And if you got to make decisions in your life to move to another place or do something else or get into some other ministries or whatever, He's going to equip you to do that. He's going to help you to do that. He will bring these things to pass. And my friends, when we succeed, God is glorified and we get the glory in our lives. Yes, all the glory goes to God. But when we do things when He calls us and we succeed in that, yeah, we do get some of the glory too. If God has provided for you thus far in life and proven Himself to you over and over and over again, what makes you think He won't provide for you? What makes you think He won't provide for you tomorrow or the following day? Now, we're not promised it. Life is like a vapor, here today, gone tomorrow. We're not promised tomorrow. We live for today. We live for today. But God will provide for you tomorrow, my friends, if it's His will. And He, my friends, deserves your trust. Trust is faith. Trust is faith. So with this, let us trust God for everything in our lives. Let's turn our hearts to Jesus with a surrendered heart and learn to live by trusting in Him. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, again, thank You for allowing us to be here tonight. Father, again, as I said earlier, you know, the way this kind of looks at times, you know, when it looks like nothing is happening with this ministry, it kind of looks like it's doom and gloom and bleak and like nothing's going to happen. And You had to remind me, you know what, that I'm just going to have to trust in You, that You're going to bring it to come, that You will allow it to come to pass. I'm just going to have to trust in You that You just do whatever You do best. Not worry about it. Just let it be. And when the time is right, You will tell me what to do, whether or not to be, to shut it down, to walk away from it, or to let it go, or whatever. I mean, however it's going to be, I'm going to trust in You to allow me to do what I need to do for You. It's not about myself. It's not about how many people we can get or whatever. It's about glorifying You. So I hope this message means to the few that were here tonight. We lost one. Don't know what happened. Many others should have been here tonight for some reason. Again, that's how the enemy always works. Whenever it's something that a person needs to hear, the enemy's good at getting into their path and disrupting them and misdirecting them and leading them elsewhere. So, Father, thank You again for allowing me to present this message. I hope that it meant something to you. Because again, I'm not trying to paint a name for myself or to say, look how good I can preach. That's not what I want. My desire is to glorify you in the best way I can by doing what you equipped me to do, to minister to others. So in Jesus' name I pray to you. Amen.